We'll hear more on that later on in the day. Right, 27 minutes past 8 here at BBC Sussex. Let's get back to Middle Street in Brighton, the home of the Hippodrome. And campaigners are fighting plans against the redevelopment of the historic Hippodrome Theatre in Brighton, and plans to convert it into an 8-screen cinema, saying that restoring the venue as a theatre would actually really add to the city and its cultural, world-class cultural destination, and really be a part of that. Now, 1,000 people have signed this petition against the proposed development into converting the place into cinema. At the moment, the situation is that the City Council have told Alaska Development Consultants that they're not going to consider the proposals until the developers have gone back and thought more about how the building's listed elements will be protected. It's back to the developers for the time being, but I guess they will change their plans and come forward with it again. Now, Simon Jenkins has been speaking to people in the area to find out what they make of the plans as they stand at the moment.
What's your reaction to seeing it as it is today?
Very sad. I can remember going to see Max Miller here with my fiancé and his parents.
Wow, and what sort of a night was that then?
Oh, amazing. Amazing. I think it would be lovely if we had it as a music hall again.
Not really fussed, to be honest, as long as it gets sorted out. It looks a bit of an eyesore, doesn't it? It's horrible looking. Needs to do something with it.
The thing is, if they don't do something, they're going to end up with squatters and that in there, aren't they? And then it's going to end up even worse.
It's a lovely building.
Do you think that we need more cinemas? Another 8 screens?
No, not in Brighton. We've got enough already. But whether it could be used as a music hall, I don't know. It's been sitting empty for quite a long time now.
I mean, I would like if it would be turned back into something useful for the community or as a venue.
OK, let's talk now to local historian David Fisher, who's one of those campaigning against the proposed development. Hello.
Good morning.
Right, OK. There's nothing wrong, per se, with a cinema, is there?
Not with a cinema, per se. In fact, my own background, having been once a government advisor about the cinema industry, is that we need cinemas to flourish in the same way that we need other forms of culture and art to flourish. But I think the problem with this one is that it's in the next street to another 8-screen cinema. And people go to see films, they don't go to see cinemas, and you're going to have the same films, because they're two mainstream cinemas, showing the same films. So they'll split the audience between the two sites.
But if it's a proposal which can save the building, then that's cultural heritage being saved.
That is true. And I think the developers have to be congratulated on coming up with really quite an imaginative scheme. The designs that have been made available so far, we haven't seen all the final plans, but it actually looks really quite attractive. And it fronts onto three different streets. It's not just Middle Street. The back entrance is in Ship Street, and there's an entrance from Duke's Lane. And it really would tie that corner of Brighton together. The problem is the cinema business. I mean, because the theatre itself is a wonderfully flexible space. And as you've just heard, there are people who remember going there when it was a variety theatre.
It's a big space as well, isn't it?
It is very big. And actually, if you compare Brighton and Eastbourne, Eastbourne's got the Devonshire Park Theatre, which is very like the Theatre Royal, but it's also got the Congress Theatre, which is a much bigger 1,600-seater, which is rather like the Hippodrome. So Brighton could have that.
Well, Brighton's got the dome, though, hasn't it? You know, and
well, it has the dome, but I mean, the dome is a great concert hall, and I go there quite often for concerts, but it's not really designed for things like opera or ballet. Neither really is the Theatre Royal, nor certainly is the Brighton Centre.
Right.
So what we could have is a wonderful mix of all different types of theatre. We could have, variety theatre back again. We could have,
I suppose the bottom line with this is that someone would have to put money behind that, and a lot of money behind it to make it happen. And at the moment, it looks like what will pay and save the building is a cinema. And it would be so difficult to find the money together for a theatrical venue, wouldn't it?
It may be. I'm not sure that theatre per se is necessarily all that much more difficult to finance than cinema. When I've been in cinema, I mean, it's been wonderful to see that the Dukes at the Comedia has been sold out this week for Inside Llewyn Davis. But I've been in there when there have only been four people in the auditorium, and I've been in the Odeon, the same thing, even to see a film that won the Oscar as Best Picture. So you can't always tell what's going to make money. I think there needs to be a plan that could be offered to the developers as an alternative to a cinema that would be based on theatrical performances, a whole range of things as well, concerts, snooker. You know, imagine having the Crucible move down to Brighton.
I would pick up the phone now, because if they're looking at their plans now, I don't know whether they are in any way open-minded to changing their plans significantly. But
maybe not.
But now is the time, because otherwise they're going to get their cinema in, and you never know. You know, the council may well say, well, you know, this preserves the building, that's the end of it.
I think that is the problem, yes, that it's better to have a hippodrome with cinemas rather than no hippodrome at all.
Yeah. OK, interesting stuff. David, thanks very much indeed. We'll obviously watch how that goes. 8:32. It's BBC Sussex, the latest headlines from Joe Rickard.